Welcome to episode 550 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Count Your Blessings is a hymn composed in 1897 by Johnson Oatman Jr., with a tune being written by Edwin O. Excel. It is a standard part of many hymnals and is well known in Christian circles. When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you're discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord hath done. Count Your Blessings Instead of Sheep is a song written by Irving Berlin, the great Russian-American composer, songwriter, and lyricist, and featured in the 1954 film White Christmas. It is commonly performed as a Christmas song, although the lyrics make no reference to the holiday. It is alleged that the song came to be after Berlin's doctor suggested that the composer try counting his blessings as a way to deal with insomnia brought on by stress. When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all, and I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery, and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. The Greek word, often translated as bless, is makarios, which means fortunate, happy, enlarged, or lengthy. Makarios is used in the Septuagint and the New Testament to define the kind of happiness that comes from receiving favor from God. Consequently, the word can also be translated as favored. In the New Testament, it usually carries the meaning of being blessed by God. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was blessed among women. It was the Lord God who had blessed and favored her. The word blessing has become widely used, even among non-believers. And when most people think about ways in which they have been blessed, they often consider the material benefits that they have enjoyed. While material blessings are certainly included in God's favor, the Bible ascribes a much fuller meaning to the word bless. There are more than 460 instances in which the word blessed or some related word is used in the Bible. The most well-known use of the word is arguably found in the Beatitudes recorded in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. Jesus used the term bless in the framework of the Beatitudes to describe the inner quality of a faithful servant of God. This blessedness is a spiritual state of well-being and prosperity, a deep joy-filled contentment that cannot be shaken by poverty, grief, famine, persecution, war, or any other trial or tragedy we face in life. In human terms, the situations depicted in the Beatitudes are far from blessings. But because God is present with us through these difficult times, we are actually blessed by Him in them. The true servant of God is blessed, regardless of circumstances, because God has favored him or her with a fully satisfied soul. The material things we crave can never bring genuine happiness or contentment. True fulfillment can only be found in a relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. From the time God first created humans, He blessed them, and has continued to do so throughout history. Because of Christ's work of redemption on the cross, we can now receive the full blessings of God through faith in Him. Ephesians 1 verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. We are blessed because of Christmas. God came down from earth as a man, and we're blessed because of Easter. God died the death that was meant for us. Our sins are forgiven and can no longer be counted against us. The Bible measures blessedness differently from how people of the world measure it. James 1 verse 2. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. To those who rest in God, he grants an inner state of joy that is unaffected by external trials. What is this promised crown of life? It is a never-ending, victorious life in the world to come where all trials will be ended. The marvelous blessings we experience now are minor compared to the benefits God has stored up for us in his eternal kingdom. The one who is blessed trusts in God's love no matter what. Romans 8 verses 35 to 39. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? No. Despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ, who loved us. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. To be blessed speaks of our inner state of well-being, the prosperity of our souls in Christ. Blessedness comes from unhindered fellowship with God the Father through our Lord Jesus. To be blessed is to experience the full impact of God's presence in our lives, now and for all eternity.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep. I fall asleep counting my blessings.
And so when you count your blessings, yes, by all means, count the material ways that God has favored you. But count also the air that you breathe, the water you drink, the food that you eat, the sleep that you get, your health and physical well-being, how you have healed and grown in the past, your ability to reason and think, the knowledge and wisdom that you have, your education, both formal and informal, your emotional well-being, your ability to feel, love and connection, your family and friendships, your role models and mentors, your hobbies and interests, the various opportunities that have been afforded you, your freedom, the ability to choose, music, memories, acts of kindness, time, second chances, truth, beauty, goodness, laughter, this moment, the sunrise, the sunset. I could go on. But most importantly, count the blessings of God's love, his salvation, his watch care, his presence, and a future with him. As we wrap up another year, what a good time to reflect and how good God is, and how much he has done for us, and what a good time to commit to be a blessing in the lives of others. Father, thank you for the many ways in which you bless us. Help us to appreciate your mercy and your goodness, and help us to be thankful for all that we experience. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.